It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
If you are seriously following the world of finance, you must have heard about a company by the name of BlackRock. This American company with deep pockets and influence in political circles has become a talking point in the cryptocurrency world. It has done something several other companies have attempted to do and failed. And the big question being debated is, will BlackRock be granted permission by the Securities Exchange Commission in the United States to offer a Bitcoin ETF? ETFs, or exchange-traded funds, are exactly as the name implies, funds that trade on exchanges, generally tracking a specific index. When you invest in an ETF, you get a bundle of assets you can buy and sell during market hours. This potentially lowers your risk and exposure while helping you to diversify your portfolio. A Bitcoin ETF approved by the Securities Exchange Commission would be expected to result in a surge of price of the leading cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. When BlackRock announced it was applying for an ETF, that is exactly what happened. The price went up sharply. Now, there's just one small problem. The Securities Exchange Commission has denied every single request to launch an ETF to date. An ETF would bring Bitcoin within reach of ordinary citizens. The Securities Exchange Control Commission recently took Coinbase, the leading U.S. trading exchange for cryptocurrencies and Binance, the global leader, to court. At issue for Coinbase is the charge by the Securities Exchange Commission that Coinbase has been offering unregistered securities. These court cases are likely to last for years, and SEC Chairman Gary Gensler is not a popular man today among many Republicans in Congress. In fact, some of these senators are so infuriated by Gensler and his alleged enforcement approaches to regulation of the cryptocurrency market that they have come up with a bill to do away with his role and title. Effectively, though unlikely to pass, Gensler's title will be no more. But the issue is the BlackRock ETF and why such a prominent company has filed for one, knowing that Gary Gensler is not in favor of granting such. BlackRock is the world-leading company when it comes to assets under management. It holds more than $9 trillion in investment funds. Correct, $9 trillion in investment funds. It is very closely associated with Wall Street and leading companies such as Bank of New York Mellon and the trading company Nasdaq, one of the leading exchanges in the world. Why would BlackRock fail when all others have been denied? An approved ETF would transform the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency space. And we know there are Barbadians who are quietly investing and trading in cryptocurrency, including my little friend Haley, who is just 6 years old. But more on Haley and BlackRock in a future edition of Blockchain Business. Now, if you found this edition to be informative and interesting, kindly tune in every Friday and Monday at 7:10 a.m. of Voice of Barbados 92.9.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.